Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Right about now, many families are having tough conversations about Thanksgiving. Should they gather or not? COVID-19 is on the rise. And let's hear again from Dr. Anthony Fauci, this time in a CBS interview last week.
My Thanksgiving is going to look very different this year. I would love to have it with my children, but my children are in three separate states throughout the country. And in order for them to get here, they would all have to go to an airport, get on a plane, travel with public transportation. They themselves, because of their concern for me and my age, have decided they're not going to come home for Thanksgiving.
And earlier in the month, his colleague, Dr. Deborah Birx, warned that COVID-19 transmission is different than it was in the spring as people move indoors. That contact tracing data from Utah shows that 80% of their transmission is occurring between household members and gatherings. Let's bring Emory University's Dr. Carlos Del Rio in Atlanta. Dr. Del Rio, could you address why transmission between family members is rising? Dr. Birx talks about how with humidity dropping, it allows those respiratory droplets to stay in the air longer.
Well, Robin, I think inside the house, we're close to each other. We're not wearing a mask. We're basically sharing a common space, and that increases the risk of transmission. And we know from different studies that if you're infected and you go back into your household, about, 20% of the people living in that household are going to get infected. It may be a lot higher because it really depends on the kind of living conditions that you're in.
Yeah. Look, I'm looking at headlines. Here's one from the Chicago area, from the Chicago Tribune, that a teenager gave COVID-19 to 11 relatives across four states in a family vacation. It just seems so transmissible. And talk about another reason this might be happening. We know that if you're living with family members, you're pretty much safe with them. If you all know that you aren't sick, you're pretty much safe with the people that you're currently living with. But I've seen this firsthand. If you go to see other family members, you tend to forget. I mean, they're so familiar to you. It feels like they're part of your pod, but they're really not. You haven't been living with them.
Even family, I live with my wife, but she's working at one hospital. I'm working at another hospital. Yeah. She could potentially get infected. So even among ourselves, we try to, be sure that I tell people that early in the morning, I check myself to be sure I'm okay. But the most important thing, I smell my coffee. Now, if I can smell my coffee, that's my rapid test that I do every morning. And I think we all confront this, right, when we're trying to travel and visit family members and be with family members, that we think, well, this is my sister, and therefore she should be okay because she's my sister. But the reality is that she could have been infected. She could have a teenager that could bring the infection. So we see all this clusters of transmission occurring within families when people get together, when people gather. And that's when, you start looking at the holidays and you really get very concerned because this could be a time that a lot of transmission can occur between Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, because people are going to be getting together with people that they feel comfortable with when the reality is there could be transmission happening.
Right. So what do you suggest? First of all, people who are thinking of flying to see someone, there's, cautions there. But what do you suggest about possibilities for getting together with people? Is it okay if it's outside? Can you share food?
Well, one of the things I would say is, first of all, flying, actually, we've learned from a variety of different studies that actually flying may be pretty safe. The planes are actually doing very well as far as, filtering the air, filtering particles. Many of the airlines are mandating masks, and people obviously need to wear them correctly. But I think the airlines are safe. What it may be a little more challenging is that trip to the airport, the taxi, the Uber, the walking around the airport, how crowded, security may be. That may be a little more challenging. So wearing a mask, wearing eye protection if you decide to travel is something that I always recommend, particularly during holiday season when there's going to be a lot of people traveling. Number two is, I think it's okay to share food, but think about making a gathering that is smaller. In other words, have less than 10 people at the gathering. Make sure everybody at the gathering is healthy. Make sure that you have some social distancing when people are eating. So, no everybody hanging out together, not everybody, hugging each other, but trying to keep some social distancing. If you can get people tested, I think that's useful. But again, remember, a test helps you identify who's infected, not necessarily who's not. So I'll give you my personal example. I plan to travel to visit my daughter, who's having a baby right around the time of Thanksgiving. So I plan to go up to see her, and I will probably get me and my wife will get COVID tested about 24 to 48 hours before we travel. And then we will, you know, be wearing our mask most of the time, and we will be trying to keep some social distancing.
Oh. And you feel safe doing that?
Yeah, I feel safe. But again, you know, we're not going to be hanging out with a lot of people. We're going to hang out with her and her husband, who have also been mostly indoors and who hopefully will be negative. You know, I definitely would not feel comfortable if all of a sudden a lot of her friends come to visit, right?
Yeah. Dr. Carlos Del Rio, professor of global health and epidemiology at Emory University in Atlanta, with some thoughts about what everybody's thinking about, what to do during Thanksgiving. Doctor, thank you.
Delighted to talk to you, Robin.